This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump hasn't spoken much publicly since being impeached for the second time, making him the first president to hold that distinction in the country's history. Trump did release a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment, but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week by his supporters and pleaded for calm. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached him Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection when he implored thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disrupted on some recent flights. The FAA chief said under the new order signed, they would no longer adjudicate certain of the unruly passenger cases with counseling and warnings. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is